Well, welcome back to another Friday Roundup podcast. It is the 18th of June, Friday the 18th of June, and what a week it's been. We've had the IAB Awards. If you didn't know about it, where have you been? It's been fantastic. What a great event we had this Wednesday, celebrating the winners of this of the industry, really. We had Bookkeeper of the Year. It was sponsored by Fathom. And we had Finest Lorna Shake Chef. Finest also Rich Beale, who's an ambassador. And the winner is Jennifer Barker. She's also an ambassador. So it's fantastic to see the ambassadors winning these awards as well. They're such hard workers, and that's why they're also ambassadors and winners. And then we had Accountant of the Year, which was kindly sponsored by Cronerai. And we had a speaker on there, which you can listen to the recording from the Coffee Mornings and watch the whole awards event, actually, which I'll talk about in a minute. So that was the Accountant of the Year. The finalist was David Westhead. Finalist was also Mohammed Karolia. And he's an ambassador as well. So many ambassadors. And then the winner was Sanjay Sarr, who's not actually a member of the IAB, but it's just fantastic. He picked Mohammed just to the post and David as well. But brilliant. Great to see. And all of them on the call as well this morning. Not this morning, Wednesday morning, rather. And then we have Payroll Professional of the Year, sponsored by CIPP, and the winner was Karen Reynolds. So Karen, well done for that. Tutor of the Year, sponsored by Breathe HR. All our sponsors are also our partners for the member benefits. So that was Karen Reynolds, who won the Payroll Professional of the Year, as sponsored by CIPP. And then we had Tutor of the Year, sponsored by Breathe HR. Thank you very much for sponsoring that. Finalist was Kim Banks, and the winner was Maura Quinn of Ireland. Brilliant work. You know, all of the winners they've gone above the call of duty and really helped their clients, their students as well. And talking students, we have Student of the Year, which was sponsored by Go Simple Tax. Finalist was Julie Hallam, which she was highly commended. And the winner was Diliat Kakmez, if I get that pronounced right. But all of you, just fantastic. Really, really good. If you want to go and check out the winners, more information, go to iab.org.uk/awards. It's all on there. Next year, we start opening up nominations in February. So February 2022. And as Sarah was talking about, and she'll talk about this a bit further on, it's really important to go for awards. And so if you want to even nominate yourself or nominate someone else to win these awards, and all of the past winners have all said it's been fantastic for their business, it's really good. Because if you're looking for a new supplier and you can see that they've won an award, well, they're obviously showing that they've done something good. So it's really worth going in for. But anyway, enough from me. Over to you, Janet.
Thank you, Simon. It was brilliant seeing all the finalists today. They're all well deserving. It's really hard to pick the winner sometimes, being on that judging panel. It's a tough job sometimes. I'd just like to thank all the sponsors as well. Well done, and thanks for supporting us. What else have we got in for? IAB Blue launched on Wednesday as well. So Wednesday was a busy day this week, which is our CDD AML course. So, which is the one that everyone seems to be waiting for. I've done it myself. Very interesting, well worth doing. And we've the IAB had our AGM, and we elected onto the board two new directors. Louise Stewart, who's an ex-BBC correspondent. She's been a comms manager, been in communications for a long time. And David Taylor, who's actually all done a webinar for us in the past. So he's great on social media. So they'll be great assets to the IAB. So looking forward to working with them. Over to you, Sarah.
Brilliant, thank you. Yeah, no, terrific week. Really, really good. Brilliant atmosphere at the awards. Shame we couldn't be at the Commons, but we will hopefully, fingers crossed, be there next year. And we've welcomed all this year's winners and finalists to attend with us then. So that should be an amazing double bubble event. But I just thought what I would share is my experience of entering awards and the importance of entering awards and what I gained from it. So when Women Account turned 10, two or three years ago now, I thought one way to celebrate was to enter some of the awards, because I thought, you know, the stats show that most businesses fail in the first 1 to 3 years. So 10 years in business was a big achievement. And I thought the team really, really need to be acknowledged for what we've achieved over that time. So I entered some local business awards. There was Kent Women in Business. There was the Independent Business Awards, the FSB Awards. And what I found from the application process was that actually it was a really important process to go through, and not for the reasons I'd expected. I suppose my initial thought was it's going to be financial. That's the way we operate on a day-to-day basis. And I thought the numbers were going to be important, and, you know, the business plan, all very factual. But what I hadn't anticipated was an awful lot of the questions were softer questions, you know, around like what motivates you, where do you see yourself in 12 months' time, what plans do you have to increase diversity in your workforce? So questions which I hadn't asked myself previously. So it was a really, really good opportunity to actually sit down and think about how the business was right then, how I actually wanted to transform the business, how I wanted the people involved in that business to be acknowledged. So it gave me a really important time to sit and reflect. And I don't think I'd have done that if I hadn't actually put myself through this process. I mean, initially I was thinking, oh my God, it's another thing on my to-do list, you know, another thing I've got to do. But actually it was really, really valuable. So just even for what I learnt through that process, I would absolutely encourage anyone to go through the you know, an application for awards like our awards, the same kind of process. But anyway, I mean, going forward then, we were actually quite successful, and we either won or were runner up in several categories across all the awards that we entered for. So won Employer of the Year, we were runner up in Kent Business of the Year, over 5 years old, won a Personal Achievement Award, Leadership and Management. So it was absolutely incredible. It was beneficial from that point of view too. And then the other thing, which is also very important, I felt, was that we actually went and got tables at the, like a staff table at one of the awards as well. So we made it into a real celebration, because as far as I was concerned, it was as my achievements were only as good as my team. So it was really, really important to share that. And we had a fabulous time, and it was just a different way of interacting, and it really, really enjoyable. So in summary, you will learn something about yourself and your business just by going through the process, even if you don't come away with the winning award at the end of it. And then actually probably one thing which I really should mention is the response I had from clients. So the clients I had were hugely impressed with what we'd achieved, and it just opened up another conversation. And actually they were really, really willing to go and share our news and our celebrations with people outside the business. So it was just a positive story all round. So please, please come forward, enter our awards. And there will be other local awards too, but it would be really good to get the acknowledgement that you deserve, and actually change your mindset about getting involved with the awards process. So thank you, all from me.
Brilliant, thanks, Sarah. Yeah, it's important, as I was talking about on the coffee morning, well, the awards do on Wednesday. It's important to develop that winning mindset. And I actually did a talk, put in about 10 minutes, but it was really my 7 tips for developing a winning mindset. And just as briefly, it's talking about passion. You've got to know where your passion is, why you're passionate about it, because we will all have bad days. You know, we don't live in la-la positive land all the time, but you will have difficult days, and you will probably have difficult clients. So you need to focus, think, well, why am I doing this? I know why. And you fire that passion up. It's about keeping the fire burning. Whatever you need to do, surround yourself with the right people, join a mastermind group, join an ambassador group, whatever it is, to keep that fire going. And then asking yourself, what is your why? It's important to know why you're doing it. And also have focus on your goal. I talked about, you know, if you're a ship and you don't have a goal, or, you know, a destination, you know, you could drift all over the place. But also having a goal, if you're going back to the ship analogy, let's say you go out of the harbor and you know you want to go straight north and head for 100 miles. But if you shift by a few degrees, 100 miles of traveling and a few degrees out, you could be hundreds, if not thousands of miles off course. So when you have a goal, you will get hit by the storms and stuff like that, going along with the boat analogy. But you can adjust and come back to center, because it's really important. What do you want to do with the business? You know, where do you want to be in 5 years' time, 10 years' time? And then it's about having the right mindset as well. Again, I don't mean just living in positivity cuckoo land or whatever, and everything's light and full of unicorns and stuff, but it is about restricting the negative stuff that goes in. You know, if you were to hang out with a friend who was constantly bitching and moaning, you probably wouldn't want to be with them that long. But essentially, there's a lot of stuff out there which we can have as negative. You know, the media doesn't always portray the world as a great place. So look at what you're putting in. Look at who you're hanging out with. Someone said, you know, you are the substance or you are the person of the six people you hang out with. So hang out with the right people. And then there's gratitude. My favorite is really important. You know, have gratitude, even for the difficult days, because that gratitude changes everything. And people talk about, you know, not wanting to fail. Well, if you fail, you've learned that it hasn't worked and think, great, I've got gratitude for this. And years ago, I interviewed a guy called Randy Gage. He's got to be American with a name like that. And he'd been stabbed. He'd been shot. I mean, literally everything that could have gone wrong had gone wrong. He'd had his car repossessed. He'd been inside and he was sitting on his friend's floor eating macaroni cheese out of a tub. And I said, so what made you turn it around? He said, I realized that I was at an advantage. I said, Randy, what are you talking about? You were at an advantage. He said, I couldn't go any further back. So I see that as when your back's against the wall, you can push back off it and propel yourself forward. And that's what you've got to do. The crap is going to come. It's going to be difficult some days. The storms will come, but they'll also pass. But it's about powering on through. And it is really important. And I remember years ago, just briefly, I remember decided to run a marathon. Madness. I was up in the mountains in Wales and I've been training, but I thought I'm just going to do it off my own back. So I did it and it was on the last bit. And I thought, oh, I can't do it. But I stopped. And your mind will always give up before your body does. And I thought, I got angry with myself. And this brilliant line, there is a bit of swearing, but I won't use the swear word in it. But it's this line that says, the devil whispered in my ear, you can't handle storm. And I turned and faced the devil and said, I am the storm. Bleep, bleep, bleep. But it just really fired me up. I thought, that was it. So whatever you need to do to prepare yourself forward, do that. You know, read the right material, watch a video, tape or whatever it is. People, they still listen to tapes, but do that to get yourself in and start winning awards as well, because it all comes from the right mindset. Do you think Sarah won those awards and Janet was as successful in her own business by having a negative mindset? No, it's about knowing what they wanted and they went for it. So do that. And it was also just going back to the winners and the finalists. So many of them were ambassadors. You know, it was, as Janet said, it was a arduous task to go through and choose those. But it was amazing to see so many ambassadors, and they didn't win the awards because they were ambassadors. They're ambassadors because they're brilliant at what they do. They won it because they deserved it. But also another award winner is actually Janet. Janet, would you like to say a few words about the award that you won this week, which I think is fantastic?
Well, thank you, Simon. Yes, I won an award for being one of the top 10 CEOs. So I was very pleased with that. So hopefully all the team will be as well, to hope that I can bring the team up too and encourage them to enter awards as well. It's one of those things you think, oh, you know, you don't want to shout about your own achievements, but you really should, because no one else will do it for you. And then you inspire other people to go on and make their lives better. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, no, it's so true. It's brilliant. In fact, we got a link on the website. I think it was under the press release page about your award. And just the final point on my seven tips winning mindset was basically about taking action. You know, the people who won the awards, they took action. They went for what they wanted, because there's no point having all these ideas for brilliant bookkeeping software or to be a brilliant bookkeeper if you're not actually going to get off the sofa and do it. You know, it's you've got to take action. It's a really key point. So develop all those things and then take action. So Janet, Sarah, on this 18th of June, Friday, end of another Friday Roundup podcast, thank you for joining me.
No, brilliant. Thank you. Congratulations to everyone, and very proud to be working with you, Janet, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We are not worthy, as they said in Wayne's World, I think. No, it is brilliant. Well, for everyone listening to this, as I said at the beginning of the coffee morning on Wednesday, you know, you're all superstars. You know, you've all come through a hell of a year, and you're still here living, breathing, taking action, going for it, and fantastic. So here's to the rest of 2021 and for the awards next year. Who knows? And we'll be meeting up in person, which would be nice. So that'd be good.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you. Well done, everyone.
Thanks. Again, check out the awards. Yeah, check out the award winners on iab.org.uk/awards, and they're all there. You can see the pictures of them. Until then, take care. All the best. Bye.